Civic was having trouble. He was a designated player. Batting eighth would be Matty Rosell in left field. Batting ninth would be Aubrey Harris at second base. And the
flex player in left field would be Landry Hall. By the line, assuming this game with a record of 25-3, ranked number 3 in the state. We are number 3 early in the year, lost the game to Mineral Wells, and slid down the right a little bit. But we climbed back up to number 3. But Decatur, I understand, is ranked as high as number 8. They have a very, very good pitcher. He can really throw that ball with a lot of speed and velocity. It's going to be a tough game. I think the both sides, both teams, very good. We'll play the national anthem now. Let's take a 1 minute break, Larry, for the national anthem, and we'll come back with the beginning of this game. Lady Lion Softball, KBWD 1380, back in 1 minute.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets and springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Misty Cozart, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Texas. Down Lady Lions versus the Decatur Eagles. This should be one heck of a good game. Two very good pitchers. We're expecting a pitcher duel, a low scoring game, but heck, you never know. For the visiting team, the Decatur Eagles, they will bat first here. They will lead off with Jordan Smith. Their catcher batting second will be Bryson Heston in center field. Batting third will be Tristan Troll, the shortstop. Batting fourth, J.C. Hickner in right field. Batting fifth, Peyton Perkins at first base. Batting sixth, Sandy Cantu at third base. Batting seventh, Sela Ochoa at second base. Batting eighth will be Aaliyah Smith, the designated player. Batting ninth will be Lily Tucker in left field. And the designated player, their pitcher, and she's a good one, is Reagan Chisholm. A cool evening here in Glen Rose, Texas. I'm sure it is back home at Brownwood. Overcast, no rain yet. Hopefully you get this game in before the rain hits. They have a lot of rain forecast for tonight up here. So far it's dry. It's just chilly, about 50-some-odd degrees. And kind of a slight breeze blowing in from center field, I'd say maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour. Beautiful field here in Glen Rose, Texas. All artificial turf field. The infield is brown artificial turf. The outfield is green. The foul territory is red. This is in Glen Rose colors. Dimensions of this stadium, down the lines, left and right, is 200 feet. Pretty standard for softball. Center field is 205. The fence, outfield fence, is about 6 feet tall. In left field and right field, it rises up to probably closer to 8 or 9 feet tall there in center field. Well, the national anthem is done. The player introductions are done. Warm-up pitches are done. Leadoff batter for Decatur is getting to the batter box. Jordan Smith, and we're about to get underway here. Cheyenne Ellis, senior pitcher, 4-year starter for Brown, has a record of 21-3 this year. She has a earned run average of 0.634. Issued only 53 walks, has struck out 398 this year, over 1,200 for her career at Brownwood. Here comes the first pitch. It was up high for ball one. Adam Smith, Blood Eagles, left-handed hitter. Next pitch is off. This is close in high. 2-0 at the count. In the first batter here of this game. Here's a tall strike from the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike. foul out of play on the left side. That didn't count now. It's two balls and two strikes. Right next door to this softball stadium is the Twin Rose baseball stadium. They have some playoff action going on over there. I'm not sure who they are. That's one game that's finishing up since we got here, and now they're starting a different game with two other teams. Another foul off to the left side out of play. Count remains 2-2 on Jordan Smith. Nice crowd from Brownwood. Our side of the stands is pretty full. And the 2-2 pitch. He's also fouled up. Scoreboard says 3 balls and 2 strikes, but I think it's 2-2. Let's see if the umpire indicates the count. I'm sure he does. The pin was hidden by his head from where I'm sitting, so I couldn't tell. That bounces in. And that's 3-2. Full count on the first batter here. There is a fly ball into left field, and Maddie Azell cannot quite get to it. She dives. It rolls past her all the way into the corner. This is going to be an inside-the-park home run, folks. All the way around the bases goes Jordan Smith. It was a fly ball to left field. Maddie Azell gave it a good try. She came in and go for it. And it got past her, rolled all the way to the corner. I don't think we can call that an error because you cannot assume she makes that play. It was kind of medium deep to the left. Well, leadoff home run for Lady Eagles here inside the park variety. Now batting for the Lady Eagles is Bryson Heston, the center fielder. First pitch is a ball to her. There's a foul off to the left side. 2-1 goes to count. The last time we played in this park was when we played Glen Rose in District on April the 5th. And the pitch. A little bit low, 2-1. On that occasion, got another 2-8 perfect game, no hitter. That has been spoiled already with the first batter. He was swinging and missed. This is unhappy to pick up on that one. On the cross-speed pitch. He's fouled out of play on the left side. Well, the foul ball so far has gone off to the left side. He's a left-handed batter, so it means they're not quite getting around fast enough on Rand's fastball. That pitch is a false blow. Another full count. In the 3-2 pitch. Well, umpire had his hand up. He had to time out, so I ended through the pitch anyway, which didn't count. Now here we go with 3-2 pitch. That comes in low. First batter gets the inside the park home run. Second batter gets a free pass to first base. Brings up their number three hitter, Tristan Troll, the shortstop. He lines in their road uniforms, maroon jerseys and pants with kind of a silver gray trim, letters and numbers. Tater, the first pitch, high and outside. Snap go to first base. Runner dives back in time. Tater's uniforms are all black, black jersey, black pants, and the numbers are kind of a grayish purple color. This is a five strike. And Gretchen jumps up and gets the runner back over to first base. Charles took care of the batter, Scott took over head coach. Third base, gets some instructions, now she's ready to go. She gets a line drive, right to Riley Turner for the first ball. He throws the first base for the double play. Wow, that was really perfect. How about that? 5-3. We got Donna Quinn is charging the plate from third base, hit a line drive right to her. We didn't have to move the glove. The runner was going on the plate, was hitting run. He was already on second base, and we kind of just lost the ball lazily over the second base, the first base, for the second out. So two out now in the base of 50 for J.C. Hickner, the right fielder. Another right fielder batter, so that's a call strike one on the first pitch there. Here's a foul off to the right side. 0-2 goes to count. That's all the game for Cheyenne. So half an inning in the book. It's one run and one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. It's Decatur 1. Brown Lions coming to bat. The bottom of the inning. This is Lady Lions softball on KWD 1380 back in 1 minute.
Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Robertson Petty. PACLA 00685C and M7369.
With your current insurance policies, do you feel like you're just a number? It's never supposed to be that way. Insurance should be a trusting relationship between you, a great agent, and a company that has your back.
Purchasing your home and auto policies from Smith & Sharp Insurance not only means affordable policies that shield you from life's sudden mishaps.
You also get Carter Sharp and Jeff Smith, two genuinely good guys who see you for the individual you are.
So when it comes time to renew your auto policy or insure your home, see Smith & Sharp Insurance, 201 West Adams in downtown Brownwood. Call 646-4578.
Sitting we go, leading off of the Brown Lady Lions, senior catcher Annie Gillespie. That's been hitting 454 on the season. I got one run in that game against Vernon the other day. First pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. Pitcher for Decatur named Reagan Chisholm. She is a good one. She's about 6 feet tall. She throws about 65 miles an hour on her fastball. There is a little tapper to the left side field by the third baseman Cantu. Makes the throw across the diamond in time. Leslie goes out 5-3. That brings up the junior center fielder for Brown, Ashlyn Patterson. That's been batting 353 on the season. She got a couple home runs at his turn. First pitch to take with a called strike. And then that pitch turned over, but slow. Ball one. And Patterson has 6 doubles, 2 home runs this year, 18 RBIs, and a good season at the plate. And the 1-1 pitch, here's a grounder to the right side, second baseman Ochoa fields it, makes a short throw over the first, pull that one 4-3. So 2 out, and nobody on base, the third hitter for the Brown lineup comes to plate, Oswin Benedict. Playing shortstop now, hitting 278 on the season. He's got 8 doubles, 1 triple, and 1 home run. First pitch is low, ball one. That's right. Congratulations to the Brownwood baseball line. We won both games today against Midland Greenwood, played up in Abilene. First game we won 12-0 in five innings. Next game will be 15-3 in six innings. They'll be moving on to the next round of playoffs. Called strike on all of them. My understanding is we went on the baseball lines next week to play either Graham or Argyle. And I'm pretty sure it'll be Argyle. They're like the number one team in the state. I'm number two. There's a called strike. Austin Benedict goes down looking. So the Brown Lions, nothing doing. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. In this one inning, it's 1-0 Decatur. We'll be back in 1 minute with more softball on KWD 1380.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from the Bruner Auto Family. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at the Bruner Auto Family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
Credit Union says, play like a boss, Lady Lions. And fans, remember, our home equity loans, like a boss, no closing costs, now through May 31st. Go team. That's First Central Credit Union, 1602 Awesome Avenue in Brownwood. Once to the top of the second inning we go, our Decatur will be there 5, 6, 7 years, starting off with Peyton Perkins, their first baseman. It's in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch. Over but low, ball one. Next pitch is over but low, ball two. So I'm pitching very carefully here. There's a grounder right to Andy Klein, all good at first base. Okay, they called it out. It was right up first baseline. It deflected off her glove into foul territory. She reached over and grabbed the ball and stretched out, kept her foot on the base for the out. That was three unassisted for the first out of the second inning. That brings up their third baseman, Sandy Cantu. Another right-handed hitter. And Machine starts to throw and umpire calls timeout. The Lions occupying the first base dugout here in Glen Rose. In the first pitch, swing and a miss on an off-speed offering. Strike one. Some folks have set up above the center field fence with some cameras. Video of this game. That pitch is high and outside. One ball and one strike now on Cantu. Let's send to Gillespie to get her time. This is Beal. Pitch is a called strike. Which nips the corner. Third round playoff action for the Lady Lions for the fourth year in a row. Of course, 3 years ago, we went all the way to the state tournament. Each of the last 3 years, we've gone three rounds deep. That pitch floats in high, two balls and two strikes. The last 2 years, we got knocked out in the third round, in each case by Vernon. We defeated Vernon last week in round two, so here we are in round three again this year against Decatur, hoping to move on to round four next week. There is a little soft single into left field, right over the shortstop's head, fielded by Jazel. We turn to the infield. A soft single. Gets Sandy Cantu on base with one out, and that brings up their second baseman, Sila Ochoa. Ochoa, another right-handed batter. First pitch is up high, ball one. Lefty looks to run it back over at first. It's a called strike outside corner. Well located pitch from Cheyenne Ellis. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a good fastball. She blew that one right past her. But 1-2 is the count now on Ochoa. A foul ball to the right, out of play over the stands. That remains 1-2. Like just flying more right to left now. Wind kind of blowing across the field, right to left. Maybe about 10 miles an hour. There's a high fly ball to the right, out of play, chased by Landry Holden, but she runs out of real estate. That falls into the bullpen area beyond the Brownwood dugout. All the fans here are bundled up in coats and blankets. Wouldn't expect to be this chilly on May the 10th, but here we are. And the 1-2 pitch. Foul tip at the screen right in front of me. About three fouls in a row there for Ochoa. Staying alive against Cheyenne Ellett. Senior pitcher, four-year starter for Brownwood. Headed to University of Memphis next year. Division one softball. There is a foul ball up the third base line, just a little bit outside that third base. About four fouls in a row by Ochoa. G and China do battle here. Three umpires in playoff action. Home plate, first base, and second base. Umpire on second base will move over to third, depending on the game circumstances. There's a swing and a miss for the strike. Back out number two for Cheyenne Ellett. So that brings up the right spot hitter, the designated player, Aaliyah Smith. First pitch, called strike, a little off-speed pitch by Cheyenne. And a good fastball, a good curveball. That change up with those two pitches and the foul tip right back to the screen in front of me. 0-2 goes to count. And also has a drop curve. It's just deadly. I don't know how often she throws it. Probably. I don't know if Dad doesn't think she throws it enough. There's a swing and a miss. And the inning comes to an end. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. Middle of the second inning, it's Decatur 1, Brownwood nothing. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KBWD 1380.
Texas Bank is a community bank committed to education. In the last 8 years, we have contributed over $500,000 in scholarships to help local students continue their education and fulfill their dreams. Texas Bank is proud to give generously to our local communities and continue to offer products that make your life more productive. With our strong and proven financial foundation, we will be here to support our Brownwood Lions for many years to come. Texas Bank, proven, local, strong. Member FDIC.
Stanley Chrysler, your big volume Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Central Texas, loves sports and is a proud supporter of our area athletes and teams. The next time you want to talk sports and talk a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the great team at Stanley. All they want is to make sure you drive away happy, because after all, we want you to come back again and again. Stanley Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, 1003 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Honeybee Natural Foods is your complete health food store with a great selection of vitamins, weight loss snacks, organic products, and much more for all your health food needs. Stop in today and see the owner, Carol Wells, at the Honeybee, 909 North Fisk in Brownwood. Well, we move to the bottom of the second inning here for the Lady Lions. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters, Cheyenne Ellis, Ayanna Clemens, and Annie Klein Allgood. Into the plate against Decatur pitcher Reagan Chisholm. Chisholm, I understand, is committed to play next year at Stephen F. Austin. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. She allowed, as I understand it, only one run in their district play. However, there's an asterisk on that. Cost of time there. The asterisk is that's a very, very weak district they came out of. I'll explain here in a second. The youth shine fouls that one to the screen right behind 0-2. In their district was Springtown, who we played the first round of the playoffs and beat them 14-0 and 14-0. Bridgeport in that district was even worse than Springtown. The other two teams were Plum and Argyle, and they weren't a whole lot better. So it was a very, very soft district that they were in. But nonetheless, only one run allowed. You take the thing away from them. Pitch floats in outside, 1-2. Of course, compared to that, talk about Cheyenne's experience in district. Other than that one game in Mineral Well where things fell apart right at the end of the game, it comes to 1-2 pitch. Up high, swing and a miss.
Strike out.
Other than that Mineral Wells game, we were leading 6-0 going into the next to last inning, and we ended up losing 7-6. But outside of that, Cheyenne only allowed two runs in district. And we had a much tougher district than Decatur did. Quite a bit tougher. Cheyenne had a few words for Ayanna Clemens. She stepped into the batter's box. Here's the advice. First pitch to Ayanna. Called strike. Are you kidding me? That was in the opposite batter's box. That goes for strike one against Ayanna Clemens. We look into her dugout for the pitch instructions. It's on her wristband. They have coded instructions. There is a grounder to the left side. It gets past the third baseman, picked up by the shortstop in time. Tristan Troll fields that one and throws out Ayanna Clemens 6-3. The third baseman came to, went to her left, it got past her glove, and Tristan Troll is backing her up. She made the field the ball on two hops and made the throw, so Clemens is out 6-3, so that brings Annie Klein Allgood to the plate. Two out and nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch, a little check swing there. They looked at third base umpire. He says no swing. Ball one. Annie Klein, freshman, first baseman. Her numbers are here. Batting 346. Second best batting average on the team currently. He has six doubles, seven RBIs. We hear the call strike in the outside corner. One ball and one strike to Annie Klein. Head coach Jeff Kalin, the third base coach's box, and assistant coach Heather Hodge Perez in the first base coach's box. Jennifer Lynn in the dugout. There is a grounder, but just outside the third base line that goes for strike two. Not getting any warmer here, folks, I can tell you that. Another log on the fire tonight. Mr. Reagan Chisholm doesn't like that softball. Tosses it to the umpire and asks for a new softball. He complies. Mr. Chisholm is at slow pace of play here. She has to listen to the dugout for every pitch. There is a pop-up high on the left side, but it's going to drift out of play, chased by three of the Lady Eagles, left fielder, shortstop, and third baseman, but the ball's just outside the fence there on the left side. Now it remains one ball and two strikes on Annie Klein. She can get on the Yazelle Mendoza with bat next. Once again, the and does not like the softball, ask for a noon. Gator's uniforms, as I mentioned, are black with kind of a light purple trim. They just have a big D on the front of their jerseys, numbers on the back. There's a swing and a miss. The Lady Lions go down 1-2-3 off in the second inning, just like it did the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Two innings in the books. Decatur won, Brown with nothing. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KBWD 1380.
That's been country for Lincoln. We're going to put a smile on your face. You get the savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality. We treat you like family.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Let's face it, nobody likes sitting around for hours waiting to see the doctor. Now there's a new option for health care. AffordaCare Urgent Care Clinic is now open on Early Boulevard. They have a team of expert medical professionals ready to treat your needs. They're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on the weekends. You can walk in anytime or reserve your appointment online at affordacare.com. And they'll text you when it's time to show up. Next time you need medical care, go see our friends at AffordaCare.
Rosalie Plumbing, specializing in residential and commercial new construction, water heaters, and tankless water heaters for all your plumbing needs. Call Mosley Plumbing, 325-642-3339, license number M5109. Moving to the top of the third inning, number nine hitter for Decatur, then back to the top of the batting order. This will be Lily Hooker, the left fielder. Left-handed batter. First pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. All-speed pitch by Cheyenne to start this bat. There's a swing and miss on another all-speed pitch, strike one. And 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 is the count. And a swing and a miss. That is strikeout number four tonight for Cheyenne Ellett. Brings us back to the top of the batting order. And number 14, Jordan Smith, who led off the game with an inside the park home run. Wasn't really hit all that well. It was kind of medium deep left field, but over towards the line. And Yazelle came in and made a diving attempt to catch it. Got past her, rolled into the corner, and allowed Smith to circle the bases. So the only run of this game so far. First pitch to hers. Low. Ball one. The left-handed batter. The left-handers on this Decatur team. Is a called strike outside corner, 1-1. And our defense for Brown is Cheyenne Ellett and Eddie Gillespie of the battery. Infield left to right. There is another shot into left field. It is over Yazelle's head, goes all the way to the wall. She picks it up and throws it back to the infield. It is a triple. And throw comes in from left field, but not in time. A one-out triple for Jordan Smith. Boy, no wonder she's the leadoff batter. That McGinn was hit pretty well to left field. Actually hit much better than the first one. It went over Yazelle's head and all the way to the wall. She recovered it, threw it back in to Austin Benedict, and relayed it to Ayanna Clemens at third base, but not in time to get out the speedy Jordan Smith. So with one out and a runner on third, there's a conference in the infield. Mills County State Bank, proud supporter of all area youth, with locations in Brownwood, Early, Goldthwaite, and Hamilton, where service makes a difference. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender, Mills County State Bank. In Slotsky's, where they make sandwiches fresh from scratch every day. Fresh bread, fresh veggies, all on the sandwich put together with you in mind. You just can't beat them. That Slotsky's located on the traffic tee in Brownwood. Okay, NFL conference is concluded. Infielder Bryson Heston comes to the plate, another lefty hitter. Joe Bunt takes the pitch for strike one. Infielders were charging the plate on that. Clearly, she's going to try to lay down the bunt and allow Smith to score from third. Infielders are charging on that. Then she shows bunt, puts down the bunt right to Yana Clemens, who fields it, but just hangs on to it and lets the runner back to third. She could have got the out at first if that would have allowed the runner to come in from third base. So, call it an infield single. That's four hits in the game for Decatur. Now have runners on the corners, first and third, with only one out. That brings up their number three hitter, our stop, Tristan Troll. First pitch is a called strike. Three pitch right down Main Street. First inning, Troll hit the ball well with a line drive right to our third baseman, Clemens, and that led to a double play. And taking a long look into Gillespie to get her signal. Now they're ready. There's another bunt right in front of the plate. Gillespie throws to first, gets you out there, and the throw to the plate is not in time. Well, that's a sacrifice there for Troll. He goes out 1-3. That does allow Jordan Smith to score from third base. And meanwhile, Heston goes all the way to third. So 2-0 now in favor of Decatur. Runner on third and two outs. Scoreboard says one out, but there's two outs. He's up there, cleanup hitter, J.C. Tickner, the right fielder. First pitch, called strike. Good execution there by Decatur. No bunts. There is a shot into right field, and it gets past Holden, goes all the way into the corner. One run scores. Tickner round second. She's going to third. Here comes the throw from the infield to Simmons. RBI triple for Tickner. Heston scores from third easily on that ball. It was just kind of few feet inside the first base line and rolled all the way into the corner. No way you can catch that ball. 3-0 now in favor of Decatur here in the top of the third inning. Another conference in the infield is Coach Lynn comes out and a few words with her players. Allen and the gang at Trans-Texas Tire will put you back on the road by either fixing your flat or fixing you up with a quality set of new tires. Trans-Texas Tire can also help with all your brake problems and alignment issues. Call them today at 643-1541. Now Coach Lee goes back to the dugout. All the girls return to their position. Peter Eagles have put a crooked number on the board here in the third inning. Scored two runs. They've got a runner on third with two outs for Peyton Perkins, their first baseman. Granted out her first time. First pitch is outside, ball one. The inning started off with a strikeout, but then you had a triple, single, a sacrifice, another triple. That pitch is fast to left, and here comes the runner from third. She scores. Lester makes the throw to the shine at the plate, but not in time. Well, that one a fast ball there. 4-0 now in favor of Decatur. There's a foul tip back into the screen behind us. It was right in front of me, actually, behind the plate. Two balls and one strike now on Perkins. This is up high. So 3-1. Call strike.
That field to count now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's a little foul tip off of the left side. It remains 3-2. And there is a line drive over first base, but just foul. Good jump up, could not quite jump high enough to catch that one. It curled foul, and the count remains 3-2. And the pitch is a soft speed pitch, right over the plate for a called strike. And we are out of the inning here. Strikeout number 5 for Brown. But Cater scores 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors and nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Decatur, middle of the third inning. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KBWD 1380.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush, now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic driving.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from Bruner Toyota. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at Bruner Toyota, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. That's why you see our name around town so much. We look for ways to support our schools, youth organizations, and booster clubs, and we jump right in. When you buy Bruner, you buy knowing that we're all making a difference in our hometown community.
Welcome back to Lady Line Softball, folks. Domino's Pizza, where you can get 2 medium, 2 topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. If you're hungry and make it Domino's, call 325-643-3112. Located at 1012 Coggin Avenue, Domino's is a proud supporter of the Brownwood Lady Lions. Well, we move to the bottom of the third inning now. It's 4-0 in favor of Decatur. Decatur has scored 4 runs on 5 hits. Brownwood scored no runs, no hits in their first 2 times at the plate. We're going to all through at Giselle Mendoza. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Joe Mendoza hit one of those home runs in the eighth inning against Vernon last week. He gets 4 home runs in 1 inning. Another swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. Going on looking at the dugout for a pitcher, Reagan Chisholm. She gets her instructions in the pitch. Outside, ball one. Those are batting 357 now. Didn't play much the first half of the season. Started playing since then. She has really done well. That pitch is across the plate, but up high. Pedro was looking for a strikeout call, and that did not get it. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Foul off to the right side. Doza has 3 doubles and a home run this year. And a called strike right down Main Street. And Doza goes down looking. And she stops and is a few yards with the next batter, Maddie Gazelle. Tell her what she expects to see. Gazelle, the junior, playing left field now. First pitch, call strike on the outside corner. Gazelle batting 226. She has couple of doubles, 5 RBIs. There is a line drive with caught by a diving Peyton Perkins at first base. Boy, it's a shot right at the first base line. Peyton Perkins just laid out her whole body length and caught that ball for out number two. 12 hit for caught. So two out, nobody on base. Our number nine hitter, Aubrey Harris, comes to the plate. Harris batting 291 on the season. She has 5 doubles. In 19 RBIs for Aubrey Harris this year. First pitch outside, ball one. Between every pitch there, pitcher Reagan and Chisholm looks into her dugout to get instructions from her coach. And he has to look at her wrist, see what the pitch they're called. There is a line drive at the first base line, but just fouled. My gosh, it didn't miss by much. That was hit way too sharply for the first baseman to feel that, but it twisted just a little bit foul before it got to the first base line. So one ball and one strike now on Aubrey Harris, the junior second baseman. Second year to play second for us. Played last year there as a sophomore. Been a long look into the Decatur dugout. There is a first hit of the game for Brown. A little soft single right over second base into shallow right field. So a two-out single for Aubrey Harris. It's a runner on first. Back to the top of the batting order now for Annie Gillespie. Wasn't hit terribly hard, but just enough to get over the head of second baseman Ochoa, dropping short as a right fielder. Here's Gillespie can do here. She doesn't waste a lot of time. See ball, hit ball, she swings. You get the first pitch or two. Don't get some more past maybe 3 pitches. There's a swing and a miss, foul tip. Foul it straight down into the turf right in front of the catcher. Strike one. There's a pop-up a mile high in the infield. Who wants it? And the catcher gets it. Boy, there's confusion there who was going to get it, but it popped up a mile high, came down, and the catcher, Smith, makes the catch. So for the Lady Lions, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base, 3 innings complete. It's Decatur 4, Brown with nothing. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KWD 1380.
When was the last time you had your eyes checked? There's a good possibility that your vision has changed and corrections are needed. With something as important as your eyesight, you always want to see a qualified professional you know and trust. Dr. Stan Cavett at TSO, located in front of Heartland Mall, is this kind of professional. Call and make an appointment to have your vision checked. It's too important to put off, so call today. Dr. Stan Cavett, Texas State Optical, proud to be supporters of local high school sports.
Law Office of Mark T. Besson, Certified Public Accountant. They tackle problems from different angles than other attorneys, specializing in estate planning, wills and trusts, real estate, IRS representation, state and federal taxation, guardianships, business law, and all your accounting needs and tax issues. Call the Law Office of Mark T. Besson, 325-641-1677, or go by 205 North Center Avenue, Brownwood.
Appliance and Furniture is the place if it's for the home. Full-line distributor for Whirlpool and KitchenAid appliances. Find Ashley Furniture for every room and for the best deals on Serta bedding and get free delivery, all from Southwest Appliance. And Diamond P Enterprises, where they tie ends together to make our world just a little bit better. If you'd like to work with a great team, check out job opportunities at Diamond P Enterprises, a proud supporter of the Lady Lions. So we move to the fourth inning here with Brown facing a 4-0 deficit. Decatur has 4 runs on 4 hits. Brown has no runs on 1 hit. Decatur here in the fourth inning will be their 6, 7, and 8 hitters, leading off with
Sammy Cantu, the third baseman. First pitch called strike. A little off-speed pitch from Tryon. Cantu singled into left field her first time up. Here's a foul. Right side, hit the top of the screen, kind of skipped over there and then over to Brownwood dugout. 0-2 is the count on 10-2. 0-2 on 10-2. And 0-2 pitch. Foul tip, hit the screen back behind the plate. Trying to set the infield a while ago. Brown, Deanna Clemens at third, Osmond Benedict at short, Aubrey Harris at second base, Annie Klein Allgood at first base. And the 0-2 pitch. Another foul into the screen on the right side. The outfielder Brown is batting right foul in left field, Ashlyn Patterson in center, Landon Holland in right field. All three outfielders are juniors. And the 0-2 pitch. Oh, just inside. Well, I think Cheyenne wanted a strikeout on that, did not get it. One ball and two strikes here on 10-2. Four seniors on this team. Cheyenne Ellett, Annie Gillespie, Anna Clemens, Giselle Mendoza. Everybody else coming back next year. There's a foul tip into the screen back behind the plate. Remains 1-2. Along with Ben Cheyenne's signal and the pitch. There is a grander right back to Cheyenne in the circle field. Just slowly turns around and makes the throw to Annie Klein Allgood at first base. Pulls that one 1-3 for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. That brings up Sela Ochoa, the second baseman. She struck out her first time up back in the second inning. Cheyenne reaches down to the rosin bag. He's got a grip on the ball. First pitch. High and outside, ball one. Pitch is a foul into the screen on the right side, 1-1. State track meet is tomorrow in Austin, Texas. A number of lines and lay lines are qualified for that. I know there's six lady lines going. How many lines? But there's at least four or five. They have good representation there. That pitch bounces in, gets past Gillespie, goes to the backstop, 2-1. I think that's one reason the line baseball team played two games today, hoping to win both games. And that way the couple boys on that team are going to the track meet. We go to Austin. There's a grounder right to Harris on the right side of second base. Throw that one 4-3. Fielder clinging by Harris. It's a short throw to first base. Two out for Cater now for Aaliyah Smith, their designated player, who's also a strikeout victim back in the second inning. This pitch a little bit low. On Decatur, the pitcher looks into their dugout for call the pitches, but in our case, the senior catcher, Gillespie, is calling the pitches from behind the plate. Did a good job of it. The pitch is high, 2-0. Swing and miss on the fastball. Good high fastball. That was hard to hit. Those high fastballs, well, they look so good coming in. It's hard to lay off of it. It's hard to get that bat up there that high. There is a bunch right in front of the plate, picked up by Gillespie. He'll throw to first. He's not in time. Smith legs it out. Infield single. That butt didn't go. I bet it didn't go 3 or 4 feet from the plate. Pounced on by Gillespie. Made the throw over to first, but well, Smith is speedy. She beat it out. So it's two outs and a runner on first. The nine spot hitter, Lily Hooker, comes to the plate. That is left field. This bounces in. She jumps up and looks the runner back to first base. Ball one. Hooker led off the third inning with a strikeout. After that, Decatur got several hits and scored 3 runs. Comes to the plate now for running on first and 2 outs. Here's a swing and a miss. And Gillespie jumps up and looks to run it back to first. 1 ball and 1 strike now. She's looking over at her coach at third base. Coach's box gets instructions. There is a kind of check swing there with a foul tip back to the screen. Ball and 2 strikes. And there is a I'll get a strikeout call on that, but no, another check swing. I'm trying to let you go for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Don't want to let her on because that goes back to the top of the batting order. And the way Jordan Smith has hit the first 2 times, we don't want her coming to start the play. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. That is a 6th strikeout for Sherilyn Ellis. So for Decatur, it's no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on base. Middle of the 4th inning, it's 4-0 Decatur. Back in 1 minute with more softball on KBWD 1380.
That's been country for Lincoln. We're gonna put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality, we treat you like family.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
We can fix it fast and make it last. Well done, Western Electric. Now don't you worry, just give us a call. Service and repair, we do it all. We've got the know-how to do it right. Anytime, anywhere, day or night. Well done, Western Electric. Call 643-3110. Well done, Wilson Electric.
Western End Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank founded in 1905, offering a variety of accounts to custom fit your banking needs, personal and business alike, with features ranging from mobile apps, bank paying, to bill paying. Feel free to come in and let them know how they can help you at Western End Bank. We move to the bottom of the 4th inning for Brown. It'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Ashton Patterson will lead off. Ashton grounded out her first time up. Patterson batting 353 on the year. She's got a couple of home runs. First pitch is outside, ball one. Patterson hit the home run in the 6th inning of the first game against Vernon the other night, and she started the hit parade in the 8th inning with the home run. That was in game 3. There is a little soft liner to the right side that is caught by first baseman Perkins. Hope that might slip through for a single, but Perkins pins over from first base and made a good play to catch that one. Going out now for Osmond Benedict. Benedict batting 278 coming into this game. 8 doubles, though. She's got some pop in the bat. Pitch comes in outside, ball one.
bottom outside corner of the strike zone. Also went fishing. Came up empty. A long look into the dugout by the pitcher getting pitch call. She's ready. Ooh, off speed pitch. They called a strike. I know he's hitting me. Well, that looks like that's a foot outside the knee, but ooh, a little soft looper. Gets the call. One ball and two strikes. Foul tip. Stays alive. One and two. Big rip there by Austin. And a long look into the dugout by their pitcher. Ready to go. Pitch is outside. Austin lays off of that one. Didn't miss by much. Good eye by Austin Benedict. Two balls and two strikes now. There's a foul. Still high and out of play from the right side. It remains 2-2. Baseball field is just adjacent to the softball field. There's a real high berm in between the two. You can sit on top of that berm and actually watch both games. I think that foul ball probably went to that berm. There is a slow pitch on the outside. He calls around now. Oh, my goodness.
Throw it up,
kid. Throw it up. So two outs, nobody on base. That brings up Cheyenne Ellis. Cheyenne batting 330 on the season. She's got six home runs.
Correct.
At least five. I mean, we've written down wrong. Certainly she leads the team in home runs. There's no doubt about that. First pitch is a little bit outside. Ball one. It's a call strike on that outside corner, one ball and one strike. And just two home runs against Springtown. One against Vernon. She hit a home run against Stephenville, I believe, if I remember correctly. But she hit one against Mineral Wells. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes on Ellis. She gets on, and Yana Coons will bat next. And pitch floats in a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes now. Perez shouts in some instructions from the first base coaching box. In the pitch. There's a high fly ball to center field. Can anybody get to it? It's going to drop? Nope. The shortstop patrol backpedals into shallow left center field for the third out. Up six. The Lady Lions go quietly again. 1-2-3 here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Decatur. Back in 1 minute with more softball on KBWD 1380.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Robertson Petty. PACLA 00685C and M7369.
local experts in commercial, residential, and industrial HVAC sales, service, and installation. They can fix what most AC companies cannot. All work guaranteed. For outstanding customer service, call 325-203-5324 with Accurate Air Solutions. First pick to Jordan Smith, a line drive right to Harris at second base. We'll retire her for the first time. She's had inside the park home run to start the game and hit a triple in the third inning. First pitch swing there lines it right to Harris for the first out at the top of the fifth inning. It comes up Bryson Heston, the center fielder. First pitch is low to Heston. Heston walked in the first inning and singled and scored in the third inning. Called strike. One ball and one strike here on Heston. Heston, the two-spot hitter for the Lady Eagles. Not sure what their overall record is, but it's something like 25-5, something like that, or maybe not quite that high. 23-6. Foul tip there, one ball and two strikes. Ooh, that pitch is way up high. Leslie gets a glove on it, but she gets out of her glove and goes to the backstop. 2-2. Another foul tip, she stays alive. Beautiful field here, and so far the weather is chilly, but good weather. Afraid of rain, they moved the start time up from 6 to 5, trying to beat the rain. So far, we have avoided rain. There's a hard strike in the outside corner. Strikeout number 7 for Ellett. Two up, two down here in the top of the fifth inning. That brings up their three-spot hitter, Tristan Troll, the shortstop. Troll has grounded out a couple times. One of those was a sacrifice bunt, though. This is the first pitch for strike one on his off-speed pitch from Cheyenne Ellett. Foul up high and out of play behind our heads here. Open teams to count. In the 0-2 pitch. Oh, did not miss by much. Bad fans wanted a strikeout call on that. Not happening. One ball and two strikes. There is a fly ball to right field. In comes Landon Holden and makes the catch. A 1-2-3 for the Lady Eagles here in the top of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Decatur in the middle of the fifth inning. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KBWD 1380.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from the Bruner Auto Family. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at the Bruner Auto Family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
Driving across Texas? Get comfortable. There's nearly 300,000 square miles to explore. In a state this big, you need auto coverage from someone who knows it all. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, for coverage that's right for how and where you drive and every moment of every mile. Call us, because moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Shanda Mosley, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Second-hand steakhouse at Highway 377 South is family dining at its very best. See Rusty, Misty, and the gang for great food and the family atmosphere. Great to-go specials, too, with a convenient drive-thru to get you in and out fast. Call 325-643-1581 or stop in at the second-hand steakhouse in Brownwood. Well, for the Lady Lions here, moving to the bottom of the fifth inning, we're facing a 4-0 deficit. It'll be our 5-6-7 hitters, Ronald Clemens, Andy Klein, Allgood, and Giselle Mendoza. Clemens grounding out to Shark, her first time up in the second inning. We can get something started here. We need to. Running out of time in this game here. There's a foul to the screen on the right side. Strike one. Only has three more chances at bat here in the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. We trail 4-0. Our pattern, though, is to score runs late in games. They've seen the pitcher a couple times and adjust to her, so hopefully that will happen here. Ooh. It actually hits the catcher. It's up high. The catcher jumps up. It's deflected off her shoulder. I'm going to call her a strike, though. So I guess the pitcher kind of swung through that. Good thing she didn't see. She's kind of spinning out of the way, but her back's off the plate. And there's a swing and a miss. She goes down with a strikeout to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, not a very good at bat there for Clemens. That just didn't work out very well. Well, that second strike was kind of crazy there. As it was high and outside, and Clemens kind of trying to spin out of the way, but gets her back across the plate. Lost her a strike and led to the strikeout. Well, the left-handed hitting, Andy Klein Allgood comes to the plate here. He also struck out back in the second inning. First pitch, swinging a miss, have a low fastball. Another long look into the dugout for their pitcher. She gets the signal. Ooh, that pitch is way up high. One ball and one strike. Andy Klein. And batting 346 coming into this game. Second highest batting average on the team. That's not quite true. One of the highest. This pitch is low. 2-1. Long look into the dugout for their pitcher, and she's ready to go. Swing and a miss. Oh, a hot fastball in the inside corner. Hard to lay off that, but hard to hit it. We've heard that this pitcher, Reagan Chisholm, really threw hard, and we are seeing it. She changes up her speed pretty well, changes up location. And there's a called strike in the outside corner. Lady Lions need to score some runs here, but first two have gone down and strikeout. Bases empty with two outs for Giselle Mendoza, who also was a strikeout victim back in the third inning. Mendoza, again, only played, didn't play much the first half of the season, but has played a lot since then as a designated player, batting 357 coming into this game. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Goes to hit one of those home runs in the eighth inning against Vernon last week. It's right over the plate, I thought. But, yeah. Empire says no. Good for us. One ball, one striking on Mendoza. A little bit low, I guess it was. There's a grounder to the right side, fielded by the second baseman Ochoa. Makes an underhanded toss to first base. Well, that one 4-3. Again, the Lady Lions go quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Five innings in the book. It's 4-0 Decatur. Back with more softball in 1 minute on KWD 1380.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live Oak Pharmacy wants to know, Are you tired of driving further and waiting in long lines when your copay is the same? That's right. Your copay is the same at Live Oak Pharmacy, and there's no long lines, quick personal service. Have questions about your prescriptions? Ask Dennis. He'll be glad to visit with you. Plus, Live Oak Pharmacy is Brownwood's only certified compounding pharmacy. Look for the huge live oak tree. Live Oak Pharmacy, 3707 Austin Avenue.
Red Door Company, sales, service, and installation of residential and commercial garage doors, hollow metal doors, gate opening devices, loading dock equipment, and more. See the genuine, the original overhead door company of Brownwood and Early, located at 608 Early Boulevard. Off the sixth inning we go here for Decatur. Will be their 4, 5, and 6 hitters. J.C. Kickner, the right fielder, leads off. First pitch bounces in for ball one. Pitch a little bit outside, 2-0. Kickner struck out in the first inning and hit a triple up in the third inning. Scored on a fast ball. There's a called strike there, 2-1. Ooh, that pitch is close to the way high. 3 balls and a strike. You don't want to walk the leadoff batter. There is a grounder right to Harris at second base. Fields it on a couple of hops. Makes a routine throw over the first. Scored that one 4-3. For the first out here in the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring up their first baseman, Peyton Perkins. Perkins has grounded out and struck out in this game. Foul to the screen on the right side, strike one. Made a couple of good defensive plays over there at first. And that's pitch, it's going to be called strike, you know. A little bit low there. 1 ball and 1 strike on Perkins. This is a high. 2-1. Quicken to third base. And sneaking in to third base on every pitch. Here's a grounder right to Clemens, right where she had sneaked into. Perfectly played by her. Fields throws across the diamond for that one. Out number two. For that one 5-3. Boy, just grounded right to her. Well played by Yana Clemens. 4-year start at third base for Brownwood. So with 2 outs and nobody on, it's Sam Cantu, their third baseman, comes to the plate. First pitch, called strike. Cantu singled to left field in the second inning and then tapped out right in front of the plate. Unless he picked it up and threw her out at first base, that was back in the fourth inning. Here's another called strike right over the plate. It's the bottom of the strike zone. And the 0-2 pitch. A little foul to the right side, chased by Allgood, but it's out of play. Lynn has 7 strikeouts in the game so far, has allowed 6 hits. Pitch is up high, 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8. 1-2-3 go the Lady Eagles here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-0 Decatur. We'll be back with more softball in 1 minute on KBWD 1380.
AffordaCare Urgent Care Clinic is now open on Early Boulevard. Our team of hometown professionals is ready to help when you need us. Whether you're suffering from seasonal allergies, need a physical, or dealing with a minor injury, we'll get you the help you need and get you in and out quickly. We're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on the weekends. You can walk in anytime or reserve your appointment online at affordacare.com, and we'll text you when it's time to show up. Next time you need medical care, come see us at AffordaCare.
Stanley Chrysler, your big volume Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Central Texas, loves sports and is a proud supporter of our area athletes and teams. The next time you want to talk sports and talk a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the great team at Stanley. All they want is to make sure you drive away happy, because after all, we want you to come back again and again. Stanley Dodge Chrysler Jeep, 1003 West Commerce in Brownwood.
With quality parts for your vehicle at reasonable rates at Highway Auto Parts, located 2805 Highway 279. All parts have a 91-day warranty with extended warranties available, and Highway has a hotline for those hard-to-find parts. Call 325-646-8254 or go online at highwayautoparts.com. Well, Lady Lines only has two more times to pass. We're going to have to get busy here. We're going to lead off with our eight-spot hitter, Matty Yazell. Takes a called strike on the first pitch. It'll be Yazell, Aubrey Harris, and then back to the top of the batting order here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Another call strike. And Dale is taking two call strikes here to start the bottom of the sixth inning. And swing that bat. And that pitch, ooh, outside, did not miss by much. I think the pitcher Chisholm wanted the strikeout call on that. It was just a tad outside. One ball and two strikes now on the leadoff hitter, Matty Yazell. That's definitely low and outside. Square is counting out, two balls and two strikes. Get on base, Matty. We need some base runners. We need some runs. And she's strikeout victim. Called out on a called strike. Split the outside corner of the plate. Well, eight lady lines have struck out this game. Brings up Aubrey Harris. She's the only lady line with a hit tonight. Single to right field back in the third inning. If she can do it again, get on base, go back to the top of the batting order, see if we can get some runs on the board here. First pitch outside, ball one. Comes into this game batting 291. Just out of the batter's box. Again, gets her feet set. Ready to go. It's a called strike on the outside corner of Morrison. Pitcher Chisholm is just painting the outside corner beautifully. Hard to swing at that pitch, but keeps getting a strike call. Can't keep taking it. And there's a strike call there. One ball and two strikes. That was right over the plate. Off-speed pitch. One crowd encouraging Aubrey. When she steps out of the batter's box, she's coughing or sneezing or something over there. Looks like it's the umpire and laughs. Now she's ready to go, back in the batter's box. One ball and two strikes on Aubrey Harris. There is another little soft liner right in behind the pitching circle. And it was not in time. How about that? It was just a little looper over the pitching circle. The shortstop was right behind the circle. The shortstop came over the field. It threw the first, but it was a high throw. And pulled Peyton Perkins off the plate, so Infield single, Barbara Harris is 2-for-2 tonight. It's a run on first with one out, back to the top of the batting order now. Annie Gillespie. Gillespie has grounded out and popped up in this game. Unusual, she is a hit machine. See if she can do her magic here, get another hit, get a couple runs on, and some of our power bats to the plate. And the first pitch to Gillespie, shows bunt, runs through it, and misses it. Strike one. I don't think I would bunt her. She hits so well, I just have to swing away. And she does that, so it's a, well, it's just a foul out down the third base line. Hit it well. Good line drive, but it curled foul. Side the third base line. No balls and two strikes now on Gillespie. In the bottom of the sixth inning, we're behind 4-0. Need base runners, we need runs. O-2 pitch, comes in outside. Good plate discipline there by Gillespie. The long look into the dugout by their pitcher, Reagan Chisholm. Now she's ready. The pitch. A little grounder up the first base line, but it was called a foul ball. It's fielded by Peyton Perkins on two hops over there, but just outside the first base line. Good for us because she could have just easily stepped on the first base for that out. Gillespie stays alive there. The ball that was just barely foul up the first base line. The long look into the dugout from pitcher Reagan Chisholm. And a swing and a miss on the high fastball. Gillespie goes down with the strikeout. So running on first and two outs now for Ashlyn Patterson. In the center fielder, she has grounded out and lined out for the first baseman. Well, that pitcher takes a long time to get her signal up. Now she's ready. Swinging a miss on a fastball. Snap, go to first. Harris just gets back. Good throw to first base from the catcher, Smith. Just shoot it back in there, standing up, and just beat the throw. This pitch is a little bit high across the plate, but high. One ball and one strike on Ashlyn Patterson, junior center fielder. Boy, they take a long time getting their signals in. That'll be a rule about that. There is a little sharp line drive to the shortstop, a little soft liner, fielded by the shortstop Troll for the third out of the bottom of the sixth inning. So for the late lines, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base, sixth inning complete. It's Decatur 4, Brown with nothing. Back with more softball in 1 minute from KBWD 1380.
That's Big Country Ford Lincoln. We're going to put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality. We treat you like family. Big Country Ford Lincoln can't be beat. Quality vehicles, quality people too. At Big Country Ford.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Roberts and Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Roberts and Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Roberts and Petty, PACLA 00685C and M7369.
softball to the top of the seventh inning we go. Decatur leading this one 4-0. The Lady Eagles here in the top of the seventh inning, it'll be their 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Sheila Ochoa will lead off, their second baseman. First pitch, swing and miss on an off-speed offering, strike one. Ochoa has struck out and grounded out in this game. And a called strike on the outside corner. Just a signal. Pitch is a foul tip back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. It's been errorless ball, both teams tonight. Cater has 4 runs on 6 hits. Brentwood has no runs on 2 hits. There is a line drive into center field, right over Cheyenne's head. She reached for it, but got faster than Jiffy. It's the center field, leadoff single for Ochoa. Yep, by Patterson, returned to the infield. Runner on first, with nobody out. That brings up their designated player, Aaliyah Smith. Smith has a strikeout and an infield single. Single she could have been shown out on, but there was a runner on third at the time. And Clemens offered to hang on to the ball and keep the runner from scoring, let her go on first base. The first pitch to Smith is a called strike there. And shakes off a couple of pitch suggestions from Gillespie. Now she nods and says okay with the batter steps out of the batter's box, asks for time. Gets some instructions from her head coach over in the third base coach's box. Steps back in, and the umpire says, play ball. Here's a pop-up a mile high, right back to the pitching circle, caught by Cheyenne Elliott. Out number one. Brings up their non-spot hitter, left fielder Lily Hooker. She struck out twice. Speaks to Hooker, the called strike on the outside corner. Playing line's attention to hold the runner, Ochoa. He can hold her at first base. And the runner fifth, missed it. 0-2. Gets out of the batter's box, takes his practice swing. Now she's back and ready to go. And a foul tip. Looks to the left side and to the screen. Count remains 0-2. It remains cold up here, folks. If it were no more than 50 degrees, it might be in the high 40s now. There's a pop-up to get a mile high, but back out of play. Hits the roof of the press box. Sorry, there's some new softballs there. The fly was running out, and they're waiting for that ball to be thrown back into the field of play. There it comes. Umpire takes a look at it. Puts it in his softball bag. We're ready to go again in the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck out number 9 for Cheyenne Elliott. Both teams struck out at about an equal rate. Cater holds the advantage on hits and runs. Two outs and a runner on first. The dangerous Jordan Smith comes back to the plate, the leadoff hitter. He gets an inside the park home run, a triple, and then lined out for second base. Fouls one off to the left side there, strike one. Lay lines in the third round playoff action for the third year in a row. Hoping to go to the fourth round, but we're going to have to come up with something here pretty quick. This pitch is low. The winner of this series would play either Dumas or Canyon. There. Jordan Smith took a big cut on a high fastball, missed it. One ball and two strikes. There's a foul off to the left side. Out of play. Dunes and Canyon. Both those teams score a lot of runs. I look up their game history this year. Be a long, long trip. Just playing Lubbock, probably. Umpire called time just as Cheyenne was whining. She went ahead and made her pitch. It didn't count. Okay. Do it again. 1-2 pitch. There's a little loop on the left side, and Williams chases it. Cannot quite come up to it. Falls foul right in front of the Decatur dugout. Good effort by Williams, but it's beyond her reach. And the 1-2 pitch. There is a fly ball into left center field. It's going to drop. It's past Yazell, but passing coming over from center field picks it up. Two out single. Smith, that moves Ochoa over to second base. Runners on first and second now with two outs. So Smith is 3-for-4 tonight. Single, a triple, inside the park home run. That brings up their two spot hitter, Bronson Heston, the center fielder. Already facing a 4-0 deficit with only one more time at bat for us. We couldn't allow any more runs. First pitch is outside, ball one to Bronson Heston. That hit by Smith has not hit that well, but just kind of hit it in that no man's land, kind of shadow left center field. Israel and Patterson both chasing after it, but it looks like you get to it. Here's another pitch out of the strike zone. 2-0 is the count to Heston. Pitch comes in low, 3-0. Don't want to walk her. You don't want to load the bases. The 3-0 pitch. Ball strike. She was taking all the way on that. Never even took the bat. He held it up for her batting position. This time was holding it loosely. The foul sharply hit on the left side into the screen. Full count now. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Heston. There's a swing and a miss. He gets the strikeout. Strikeout number 10 for Cheyenne Ellett. No runs on two hits. No errors. Two left on base. We're moving to the bottom of the seventh. Decatur 4 at Brown with nothing. Back with more softball in 1 minute. KWD 1380.
Texas Bank is a community bank committed to education. In the last 8 years, we have contributed over $500,000 in scholarships to help local students continue their education and fulfill their dreams. Texas Bank is proud to give generously to our local communities and continue to offer products that make your life more productive. With our strong and proven financial foundation, we will be here to support our Brownwood Lions for many years to come. Texas Bank, proven, local, strong. Member FDIC.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
Back to Leyline Softball. Season is on the line here, bottom of the seventh inning. We are behind 4-0. Gotta score at least 4 runs here, or our season is over. It is Voodoo Doll time here as the Voodoo Doll makes its appearance here in the broadcast booth. Sticking with the good luck pins, if we can generate some runs here. Score 4 to keep the game going, 5 to win the game. But so far, we have scored no runs, only 2 hits. So it'll be up to 3-4-5 hitters for Brandon. That'll be Oslin Benedict, Cheyenne Ellett, and Ayanna Clemens. Well, the pitcher from Decatur race, Reagan Chisholm, is as good as advertised. Throws hard, changes speed, changes location. Moving the lay lines after seeing the pitcher a couple times adjust and start hitting it pretty well, but so far only 2 hits for the lay lines, and both of those are from Aubrey Harris. Aubrey Benedict, who has struck out twice looking in this game, leads off for the lay lines here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll ground it to the second baseman, Ochoa, makes a soft underhanded throw to first baseman Perkins. One pitch, one out, so that would be 4-3. He's up Cheyenne Ellett. This is NC and one out. This could be her last at bat in high school softball. And they have already thrown their last pitch in high school softball. We can't rally big time here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. Cheyenne has a bright future in front of her. She's got a scholarship offer at University of Memphis, Division I softball. Got a pretty good team up there. There is a little soft granite to the left side field by the third baseman. Kent makes the throw. Score that in 5-3. And our last out, folks. Season's on the line here. Timeout here is the catcher. Smith asked the umpire for timeout and caused a little infield conference there. I'm not sure why. We're leading 4-0. We've got one out left. The baseman's right there and savor the moment. They need one more out. They will win this series and move on to play the Dumas or Canyon. And let's do some two-out rallying here and hope we do. Simmons can get on. It'd be Annie Klein all good after her. Simmons, a senior, one of the 4 seniors in this team, a 4-year starter at third base for Brownwood. She'll be playing college ball next year. Here's a foul to the right side. Strike 1. She'll be playing next year at Kansas, Seward County Community College in Kansas. She has some college softball in her future. Long looking in the dugout for the pitch instruction, and Yana Coons. That's long enough. She sets out the batter's box. Everybody's ready to go. And the pitch, way up high. 1-1 on Clemens. Another long look into the dugout. The pitcher, she gets her signal. Oh, Clemens went fishing on that. That pitch was put outside the plate. I'm not sure why she swung at that. The soft off-speed offering, got to put outside the plate. She leaned way over the plate and a little soft sweep with the bat. And the 1-2 pitch. A little grounder to the third base in 10-2. Again, a throw across the diamond. That's it. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Final score, Decatur 4, Brownwood nothing. The end of the season for the Brownwood Lady Lions. Disappointing loss here. We'll take a 10-minute break, Laurie, and we'll come back with the totals and hope we get the interview Coach Lynn. Lady Lions softball back in 2 minutes on KBWD 1380.
When was the last time you had your eyes checked? There's a good possibility that your vision has changed and corrections are needed. With something as important as your eyesight, you always want to see a qualified professional you know and trust. Dr. Stan Cavett at TSO, located in front of Heartland Mall, is this kind of professional. Call and make an appointment to have your vision checked. It's too important to put off, so call today. Dr. Stan Cavett, Texas State Optical, proud to be supporters of local high school sports.
Law Office of Mark T. Besson, certified public accountant. They tackle problems from different angles than other attorneys, specializing in estate planning, wills and trusts, real estate, IRS representation, state and federal taxation, guardianships, business law, and all your accounting needs and tax issues. Call the Law Office of Mark T. Besson, 325-641-1677, or go by 205 North Center Avenue, Brownwood.
Fort Lincoln, we're gonna put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality, we treat you like family. Big Country Fort Lincoln can't be beat. Quality vehicles, quality people too. At Big Country Fort Lincoln, we take care of you.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
We can fix it fast and make it last. Well done, Westman Electric. Now don't you worry, just give us a call. Service and repair, we do it all. We've got the know-how to do it right. Anytime, anywhere, day or night. Well done, Westman Electric. Call 643-3110. Well done, Wilson Electric.
Well, for the Brown and Lady Lions, a great season comes to an end tonight with an overall record of 25 wins and 4 losses. A one-game playoff against Decatur. We won in 3 games. They only won in 1. They won the coin flip, got the 1 game. They won the 1 game. The totals here for Decatur, 4 runs on 8 hits. 4 left on base, no errors for Brownwood, no runs, 2 hits, both of those by Aubrey Harris, no errors, we left 2 on base. Cheyenne Elliott allowed 6 hits, struck out 10, walked 1, I think. She only walked 1. So a good pitching performance by her, but Decatur led off first inning, the very first batter hit inside the park home run. It just went, rolled into the left field corner there, and she's fast. She got around the base pass before you could say lickety split. That was 1-0, and that proved to be the only run they needed. They scored in the third inning for 3 hits and 3 more runs. After that, it was all zeros, but 4-0 in favor of Decatur. Good season for Brownwood, though. The sixth season, the coaching for Coach Jennifer Lynn and Jessica Lynn, and we have gone to the at least 3 rounds deep each of the last 4 years. Of course, in 2016, we went all the way to the state tournament in Austin, but going 3 rounds deep, I know everybody's disappointed. They would like to have gone deeper this year. They really felt like if they could have won this round, that they probably could go back to the state tournament, the competition out west in round 4 and 5. I'm not saying they're not good teams out there, but they don't appear to be as strong as either one of these 2 teams, so everybody felt pretty confident that whoever won this game was going to go on the state tournament. We'll see if it happens or not. You know, that was our goal, to get back to the state tournament again. Did not happen. But you know what? Going 3 rounds deep, at least 3 rounds deep, 4 years in a row is pretty darn good. There's not very many teams that can say that they did that. Jessica Lynn, head coach Jessica Lynn, and her assistant coaches and all the players are still gathered out there in right field having the end of the game, end of the season talk there. And tell everybody it's all right. Y'all did great. Laura, let's take another 2-minute break here, and hopefully we'll catch Coach Lynn for end of the game comments. Back in 2 minutes with more softball on KBWD 1380.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Driving across Texas? Get comfortable. There's nearly 300,000 square miles to explore. In a state this big, you need auto coverage from someone who knows it all. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, for coverage that's right for how and where you drive and every moment of every mile. Call us, because moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Misty Cozart, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Roberts & Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Roberts & Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts, Carrier and Roberts & Petty, PACLA 00685C and M7369.
With your current insurance policies, do you feel like you're just a number? It's never supposed to be that way. Insurance should be a trusting relationship between you, a great agent, and a company that has your back.
Purchasing your home and auto policies from Smith & Sharp Insurance not only means affordable policies that shield you from life's sudden mishaps.
You also get Carter Sharp and Jeff Smith, two genuinely good guys who see you for the individual you are.
So when it comes time to renew your auto policy or insure your home, see Smith & Sharp Insurance, 201 West Adams in downtown Brownwood. Call 646-4578.
Well, back to Lady Line Softball here, talking to head coach Jessica Lynn. Well, coach, disappointing results here, but we faced a pretty good team there.
Yeah, and they're very well-rounded team. They're quick, they got good pitching, they got good hitting, so we knew we were going to have to be, on the top of our game, and, they're just a better team today, but still proud of how the girls fought, because, the game didn't start off the greatest, but we played hard, we played good, the whole game, they're just a better team today.
I think you have to say that. I'm not sure they're a better team overall, but they did win the game today fair and square, and let's talk about the season overall. 25-4 is not too shabby.
No, like we were telling the girls, it stinks that we lost, but they were the better team today. I said maybe not every day, but today they just happened to be the better team. But we accomplished so much this year. We beat some good teams. We did some great things this year. So that just they don't need to forget that. You know, this one hurts, but they remember that they are a great team. It just stinks that you have to meet up with a team like this so early in the playoffs. But that's just how it goes. But they just need to remember that they had, a great season and, did a lot of things that, helped this program. It'll help this program in the future.
Talk about your program. This is your sixth year, I believe, if I'm not correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the first 2 years, but I know, of course, 3 years ago we went back to the state tournament. The next 3 years we've gone three rounds deep in the playoffs. There's not too many teams that can say that.
No, that's one thing. Like you're telling the seniors, you always want to leave a program, better than you came in, and I really feel like that's how they, these four seniors did. Every year we make it to the third round, less than 10 losses every year. Just they push their teammates. They work hard. They left a strong presence on this team, and they've left a strong, a good mark on this program, and the people won't forget, and will want to be like. So yeah, this was, it's been a good, last 4 years, but yeah, like you said, not very many teams are, that consistently strong and are able to go that far in the playoffs every year, and the work they put in outside, school with their softball, and the stuff that they do. How they work and practice and everything.
Let's list those four seniors. You got catcher Andy Gillespie, your pitcher Cheyenne Ellett, third baseman Ayanna Clemens, and then Yazelle Mendoza, designated player. Two of those Clemens and Ellett played just about every inning of every game for 4 years. Leslie, a three-year starter for you, and Mendoza came on strong this year. They were big contributors.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, you know, they've left a mark on this program that, you know, people are going to remember and, you know, want to, you know, carry on and, you know, build on, and just by their work ethic and, you know, how they play the game. They just, they leave it between the lines every game and every practice, and, you know, they're going to be sorely missed, but they won't be forgotten, and you know, people will just want to have the same kind of careers that they had and just being, you know, so consistent and productive, you know, all throughout their career. So, yeah, they're going to be sorely missed, though. And as you can tell, they're, like, all crying and stuff for them. But, you know, they've got bright futures, and, you know, they're going to be good, and I expect them to come back and, you know, and make sure these girls are working hard.
I'm sure they will, and just like a big congratulations are in order for you and your sister Jennifer Lynn. Your 6 year here, y'all have done a great job with this program, and hope to see many more years.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, and a lot of that's just a test to, you know, the kind of girls that come in and that are willing to work hard and, you know, and get better each and every day, because, we can't be successful coaches if we don't have players that are willing to work hard and put the work in. And we have a big group each and every, we have a good group each and every year that are willing to do that. So it makes it easy as a coach when you have players that are like that and, you know, want to get better and push themselves. They help the program just stay successful every year.
Very good. Well, any final thoughts before we go off the air here?
I think we had a great support all year long, especially during the playoffs, just, you know, the crowds that we had at all of our games, just everybody. I just want to thank you for, you know, supporting these girls. They worked hard, and they appreciate, you know, all the support, and they, you know, love seeing everybody come out and play, you know, and just continue to do that and support this program is, you know, because, you know, it's these girls have worked hard, and you know, they had a fun ride, and I hope y'all enjoyed it, and we'll see, we'll hope to put on a good show next year as well.
Very good. Thank you, Coach, and congratulations on a good season.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jessica Lynn. Folks, that's the end of the show here, 25-4 for the Brown Lady Lions this year. We dropped tonight's game 40-0 to Decatur. They will move on next week to play either Canyon or Dumas. It's a great season for the Brown Lady Lions. Well, I'm sure you're disappointed in the results. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. This is Mike Blaggs, and thank you to Laurie, our studio producer, signing off from Glenrose, Texas. Good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from the Bruner Auto Family. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at the Bruner Auto Family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says his office is preparing to impose tariffs on the $300 billion in Chinese products that aren't already facing import taxes. The U.S. already increased tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion of Chinese imports before trade talks ended.
The Trump tariffs impact nearly 6,000 Chinese products. Bob Orgel says 50% of what he sells in his family hardware store comes from China. The tariffs mean his costs go up, and he'll have to raise prices for consumers.
They're the ones that pay more. I pay more, but charge more. I have no choice. They have to pay more.
According to one pro-trade group, the trade war could cost the average family of four in the U.S. an extra $767 per year.
ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran, the Democratic chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, has once again issued subpoenas for President Trump's tax returns. Congressman Richard Neal giving Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the IRS 1 week to deliver them, saying in a letter that Ways and Means has never been denied a request. A 7-week-old baby in North Carolina is lucky to be alive after authorities say she was thrown down a 70-foot ravine.
Seen a little baby throw it off my driveway today.
Scott Fowler says the sound of little Shaylee Madden's cries pointed his wife and him to a ravine.
I seen it down over the bank. So I went down and got it.
The baby was reported kidnapped 2 hours earlier, but the Henderson County Sheriff says there was no kidnapping. The infant's mother, 35-year-old Krista Madden, is now being held on a $750,000 bond, accused of trying to murder her own child. Fowler says,
I'm thinking, what kind of human being can do this? And you all don't want to know what I think ought to be done to her.
Pete Combs, ABC News.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has issued a statewide emergency in the wake of damage caused by severe weather on Wednesday. The possibility of severe weather continues for about 38 million people from Texas to North Carolina through the weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Spotify has music that caters to all of your moods. Feeling a bit nervous before...
I'm
I'm with you. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you, that's all that matters. Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. Oh no, I wish I could sing it to you. I
so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Yeah. time goes on, I realize just what you mean to me. And now that you're near, promise your love that I've waited to share. Thank you.
Hello, this is Jason Peterson with AirTemp. Do you need air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing services? Call AirTemp. We finance.
Hey, Jason, I need a new water heater. Can I break that up into a couple of payments?
Sure we can. Call AirTemp. We have 6, 12, and 18-month zero-interest, zero-payment plans.
I just need a couple of outlets added to my home office. I'm trying to get a new business off the ground, and money is a little tight right now.
Well, call us at AirTemp. We finance all different size jobs, whether it's air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing.
Jason, I need a new air conditioning system. I know it's going to cost a lot. Can you give me a low monthly payment?
Absolutely. AirTemp has long-term, low-payment plans like our 60-month zero-interest plan. With the money you will save on utility bills from your high-efficiency equipment, it's a no-brainer.
I'm looking for quality, high-efficiency equipment from a quality company, but I don't need financing.
Call AirTemp. We have deep cash discounts on new systems, and we never compromise quality. At AirTemp, we want to make it easy and painless for you to do business with us. Call AirTemp. We fix it right. We fix it for life.
Hey, everyone's welcome to the huge Mother's Day Festival going on all day Saturday at Trees Forever Nursery. Get great Mother's Day gifts with huge savings. Gorgeous geranium 10-inch hanging baskets, just $9.95. Or in the deco pots, $13.95. Selection of 4-inch plants, $1. All metal art, 30% off, and 50% off talent. Vera and pottery. Lots of in-store specials and giveaways Saturday from 11 till 1 during KOXC live broadcast. Free fidget spinners for the kids and free pulled pork sandwich lunch while it lasts. Register now for the Longhorn Barbecue Pit valued at $8.95 to be given away Saturday afternoon. Trees Forever Nursery, 3803 Highway 3, 77 South.
Glamour Shop, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it at the Glamour Shop.
The Glamour Shop has so many great gift ideas for your special mom. Beautiful tote bags, makeup bags, and purses by Tesca. She'll love a new pair of shoes from the shoe department with name brands like Atrex, Softwalk, Trotters, Latrice, and Telic flip-flops for women and men. Brighton makes wonderful gifts, charm bracelets, new Brighton key collection, necklaces, earrings, flip-flops, and more. Gift cards are always a great gift, and free gift wrapping, all at the Glamour Shop in downtown Brownwood.
The best mix at work, Magic 1380 KBWD.
Sherry, baby,
we can.
girl, it's been a while. Guess you'll be glad to know that I've learned how to laugh and smile. Getting over you was slow. They say old lovers can be good friends, but I've never thought I'd really see. Satisfies your mind, tells you all of his dreams. I know how much that means to you. I realize that I was blind just when I thought I was over you. I see your face and it just ain't true. No, it just ain't true. I go crazy when I look in your eyes. I still go crazy. That old flame comes alive. It starts burning inside, way deep down inside.
Thank you. If your organization, school, or business isn't also in the printing business, get more printing to design your event's next program, flyer, banner, poster, or t-shirt. More printing can take what you've done before and mass produce it, or maybe kick it up a notch. More does commercial printing, like letterhead, business cards, and brochures, and they do all kinds of signs, from magnetic and banners to engraving and plaques. More printing does full-service printing and embroidery as well. T-shirts, your caps, jackets, and uniforms. You really should get more out of your printing company. More printing. 407 Fisk Avenue, downtown Brownwood.
There are so many reasons to Schlitterbahn. You'll need to stay overnight at one of our resorts to experience them all. With dozens of slides, rivers, and rides, you can't fit all this fun in one day. The good news is, with rooms right next to the water park, you can stay with us and walk to your favorite ride. Whether you're planning for a hill country getaway, a beachfront escape, or an island retreat, Schlitterbahn is your one-stop vacation destination. Plus, resort guests can save up to 40% off on tickets. Summer is coming. Visit Schlitterbahn.com today to book your trip.
I'm Matt Paxton, extreme cleaning expert from TV's Hoarders. People turn to me when they have big challenges. When it comes to making commercial office buildings look their best, big jobs require big help. If you're in need of janitorial services to keep your employees working in a clean environment, you can count on the Service Master Clean experts to get the job done with consistent and professional service every time.
Service Master Clean, the complete customer experience.
Call Service Master of Brown County today for your cleaning needs, 646-1266.
At Banks Nursing and Rehabilitation, we focus on people, our residents, their lives, their health, and their families. Hi, this is Dario Martinez, and I'm the new administrator at Banks Nursing and Rehab. When you think of us as more than just a healthcare center. We are a community that proudly cares for our residents. With over 200 years of combined nursing experience, our focus is providing only the highest quality care. We invite you to come by for a tour. Call us at 752-6321 or come by 1105 Fitzgerald. Banks Nursing and Rehabilitation, a small home with a big heart.
Magic 1380 ABW.
Put your hand in mine, and together we'll climb as high as the highest star.
I'm living a lifetime in every minute that we're together, and I'm staying right here forever. Oh, oh, oh.
Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're my fantasy, you're my reality.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend all full of romance for someone that you met, and telling me how sorry you were leaving so soon, and that you miss me sometimes when you're alone in your room. Do I feel lonely too? You have no
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keep me searching for.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. An attorney for former White House counsel Don McGahn confirms President Trump did make a request, but says it wasn't a threat or sinister.
The Wall Street Journal first reporting that within a day of the Mueller report release, President Trump sought to have former White House counsel Don McGahn say he didn't think the president's directive to seek Robert Mueller's dismissal was an attempt to obstruct justice. The Journal reporting Mr. McGahn rejected that request. McGahn's attorney, William Burke, telling ABC News they didn't see that as a threat or something sinister, only that it was a professional, cordial request.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. In another escalation in the trade war with China, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says his office is preparing to impose tariffs on the $300 billion in Chinese products that aren't already facing import taxes. Days after the Treasury Secretary refused to comply with the demand for President Trump's tax returns, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee has issued a new subpoena.
This is a new tactic in the battle over Trump tax returns. And the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, a Democrat, is issuing a subpoena to the Treasury Secretary and the commissioner of the IRS demanding those tax returns. This is different from the request made on the basis of that old 1924 law that happened a couple of months ago. The bottom line, this fight is going to court, where the power of the Congress to hold the executive accountable under its oversight powers, that will be tested by a conservative Supreme Court.
ABC's Terry Moran in Washington. An accident in the Houston Ship Channel forces it to close. Port of Houston spokeswoman Lisa Ashley says a tanker collided with barges.
One of the vessels had capsized and the other had received damage and was leaking a product called Reformate into the channel.
Reformate is a gasoline blend. Principal of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where a gunman opened fire last year, killing 17, is resigning. You're listening to ABC News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Major stock indexes turned higher in late afternoon trading after President Trump said trade talks with China will continue. The Dow gained 114 points. The S&P rose 10. The parents of a murdered 5-year-old Illinois boy appear in court.
Mother Joanne Cunningham faces 20 counts, including murder and aggravated battery to a child. Father Andrew Friend facing 41 charges connected to the boy's death. The two appearing separately in McHenry County Court Friday morning, both pleading not guilty. They'll be back in court in June.
ABC's Ryan Burrow in Chicago. Three people are facing charges in an alleged illegal marijuana distribution hub.
Special Agent in Charge Ken Howard at the Georgia Bureau of Investigation tells me the suspects traveled to Northern California on a regular basis
to resorts or motels, and local brokers will show up and they'll shop their wares.
Then Howard says they fly back to Atlanta with the illegal drugs in their luggage. In this bust, agents seized almost 100 pounds of high-grade pot and THC vape pens. Arrested at the airport, 25-year-old Marcus Malcolm of Stone Mountain, 28-year-old Valerie Mortimer of Smyrna, and 32-year-old Ashley Farmer of Memphis, Tennessee. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
Rihanna is breaking barriers in the fashion industry. The singer says she'll debut a line called Fenty this spring through LVMH, Moet Hennessy, Louis Vuitton. Rihanna is reportedly the first woman to create an original brand at LVMH and the first woman of color at the top of the luxury's house. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot is not your garden variety garden center, not with the largest assortment of regionally selected live goods and landscape products, like big quart-sized Rio Diplodania at a special buy, 3 for just $12 in red, pink, or even raspberry. You can't pick better flowers for Mother's Day or a better price. Today's the day for doing, starting with a stop at the garden center of the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, Continental U.S. only.
Chuck Sievertson.
The best makes it work at your 1380 KTVA.